You are listening to Expanding Horizons, the podcast of the Unitarian Church of South Australia, a home of progressive spirituality and free religious thought and action since 1854. Views expressed in these podcasts are those of the speaker and are not intended to represent the position of the church itself or of the worldwide Unitarian Universalist movement. For more information, visit unitariansa.org.au.
And as Brendan plays our prelude today, you'll begin to understand the title of today's service, which is Turn and Face the Strange. Good morning and welcome to our service of worship. My name is Miranda and I'm a member of this congregation. I welcome you here on behalf of the generations of Unitarians who have worshipped in similar gatherings in South Australia since 1854. We are a spiritual community that encourages and supports all who come to find, to fashion, and most importantly, to follow their own spiritual path. Any path that helps you see more clearly, love more abundantly, and work toward a better world for all. We welcome you to join with us after the service for coffee, tea, and conversation. I now invite Hugo to come forward and light our chalice. And if the younger members of the congregation would please come forward. Today's reading is by Christine. You can see I was very efficient today. I brought the chalice lighter, the story listeners, and later we're having a reading. There's a whole world of children's books out there with very, very clever messages mixed in with the illustrations. Thank you, Christine. It is our tradition to share the significant events of our spiritual lives in an open forum of fellowship. I invite you now to deepen and to bind that fellowship by sharing with us any recent event that has been significant in your spiritual life. And mark that sharing by lighting a candle from our chalice and telling us briefly about it. As some things lie too deep for words, you are also very welcome to light a candle in silence. If you choose not to share, you can still take part in widening this circle of compassion by listening with an open heart and mind and refraining from comment. I open our worship space for this sacred act that draws us together in our shared humanity. This final candle represents all those things we choose not to share, that remain silent in our hearts. May all the things we've shared be honoured by this beloved community. I ask you now to sit gently with relaxed attention as I read today's meditation. It's written by Laura Mancuso, an ordained interfaith minister who serves the Santa Barbara community in California. It's called My Commitment to Myself. I take care of myself first, because I am deserving of exquisite care. I take care of myself to maintain the capacity to help others. I move and stretch my body every day. I spend time in nature, attuning my senses to the earth's wisdom. I ration my daily exposure to the news. I identify and access credible sources of information. I protect myself from becoming overwhelmed by the information. I pace myself. I sit with the reality of uncertainty and impermanence and allow it to temper my desire for control. I listen without judgment to others' reactions, which may be different from mine. I forgive myself and others when stress brings out our shadow selves. I feel fear fully when I am fearful. I experience sadness fully when I am sad. I allow anger fully when I am angry. I relish joy fully when I am joyful. I seek out healthy pleasures and indulge in them without guilt. I remind myself that feelings are transient states that move through me. They do not last, and they do not define me, nor do my thoughts. I balance my drive for self-improvement with compassionate acceptance of myself as I am right now. I initiate contact with loved ones to let them know I hold them in my heart. I seek out, with increased sensitivity, those who are the most vulnerable. If possible, I share my resources with those who need help to survive. When possible, I move away from people, situations, and experiences that do not serve my highest good. I strengthen my connection to my sources of spiritual strength so that I continue to be replenished. I acknowledge the nearness of death as a key motivator for living a full life. I pray for the suffering of all beings to cease. I grieve my losses and celebrate my successes. I remain open to new ways of being, surprising sources of joy, and unanticipated discoveries. Singer Judith Durham from The Seekers knows she will never find another you. But have you ever wondered what another you might look like, sound like, feel like? This is something I began to ponder many years ago when I discovered Nikhail Holt and his unusual offer on eBay. Now, some of you will know eBay. It runs like an auction house. Buyers usually have a week or so to bid on goods. Mostly the goods are things like books, clothes, guitars. What Nikhail Holt had to offer was very strange. He was offering another you. Another you. And this came with another life. His life. Not through misadventure, thankfully, but by transferring his identity. And this 24-year-old surfer from Wollongong had written a very appealing advertisement. First, he described his material possessions, which included a surfboard, skateboard, 300 CDs, and a set of golf clubs that, in his own words, the new buyer would have no idea how to use. Next, he mentioned his skills, including surfing and doing handstands at expert level, fire twirling at intermediate level, and skateboarding at novice level. But don't worry, because as part of the conditions of sale, Nikhail offered a one-month training course in being him, along with 2 months of on-call support to get the buyer up to speed. Now, lastly, quite appealing to me here, this new life would have a social aspect, because Nikhail offered the buyer of his life 15 close friends, 170 other friends, and 8 potential new lovers. Now, bidding eventually closed at $7,500, and surely the lovers alone were worth that much. Now, while it wasn't me who placed the winning bid, my avid interest in this auction made me wonder, just what was it about the idea of this other me that I found so intriguing? After some reflection, I realised I admired Nikhail's courage. The courage to live his life the way he wanted without caring about conventions. He had followed his dreams to a place far beyond my comfort zone. All of us have comfort zones. Those zones of experience and thinking that feel familiar and safe. We follow routines that minimize stress, that we can accomplish without challenge. Life beyond these comfort zones is disorienting and scary. Yet it's only as we stretch ourselves or turn and face the strange that we can transform into better versions of ourselves. So, how might we achieve this? I suggest there are three steps. The first step is to decide what you want. And like many journeys, sometimes the first step is the most difficult. Sometimes you don't know what you do want, you just know what you don't. For inspiration, you might consider these prompts. Try and get a feel for your passions. What books do you read? Who's your favourite movie character? Because they're living a different life. What do you do in your spare time when nobody's making you do anything in particular and it's completely your choice? If you were planning a perfect weekend, how would it go? It's true that thinking through these questions can take a lot of time, yet they say people spend more time planning their holidays than they do in planning their lives. And which is more important? The second step of three is to make a commitment to your goals. Put them in writing, set due dates, announce your plans, have others hold you to task. And if you're not certain if this is worthwhile, consider the case of John Goddard. Now, if his name wasn't John Goddard, it would be John Smith, because a more ordinary guy you couldn't hope to meet. And yet, this ordinary guy went on to live an extraordinary life. John Goddard was born in 1924, the son of nobody famous, and at the age of 15, he sat down one afternoon and wrote out 127 goals to achieve in his lifetime. These goals ranged from the mundane to the bizarre. In no particular order, he wanted to fly a blimp, ride an elephant, get married, have children, play the flute, climb the Matterhorn, learn to speak Arabic, and milk a venomous snake. By the time he passed away in 2013, John Goddard had accomplished 109 of his original 127 goals, plus another 500 he invented along the way. The third step is to proceed through love, not fear. And that's how today's message links in with the UU principles. Our fourth principle tells us to make a free and responsible search for truth and meaning, to explore the potential of what could be. If you could pursue a vision without fear to hold you back, what might that vision be? What do you see for yourself? For this community, for our world. Think of what you'd like to run towards instead of what you're running from. I'd like to pause just there to give you more time to think about a vision for this church community. We're starting with a new minister in October, and there might be some new directions for our group. If you could think of what you'd love to have happen, what might that be? What might it look like? What would you have as a goal? Let's take a few minutes to chat with each other about goals or visions for our community. Thank you very much. That was a very enthusiastic discussion. So I've heard ideas about goals or visions of having more children for the energy level that they provide here, bringing more children into the services. Perhaps having groups that allow those in their 20s and 30s to share their voice. Perhaps having more music or action, just so that when people wake up on a Sunday morning, they're not thinking, oh, well, I guess I could go to church and sit on that uncomfortable seat for an hour while somebody talks at me. I think it was put a lot differently to that, but that was the gist. And a focus on reconciliation and the rights and responsibilities of the First Nations people. And also economic issues and refugee issues. So some really good beginnings of conversations here, which I hope will be continued when we break later. And that's our fourth principle. Today I've given you three steps to help you turn and face the strange. That's to decide what you want, to commit yourself to it, and proceed through love, not fear. And when you next find yourself dreaming of another time, another place, another you, I challenge you to make use of these steps and move beyond your comfort zone. After all, to quote George Eliot, it's never too late to be what you might have been. I now invite Amelie to come forward for today's reading, which is the poem by Robert Frost, The Road Not Taken.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveller, long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that, the passing there had worn them really about the same, and both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less travelled by, and that has made all the difference.
Please stand as you are able for our benediction. Today's words come from this book by Reverend Stephen Schick, the founding director of the UU Peace Network. The words are titled Loving in Fear. Spirit of life, God of love, grant me the courage to love boldly in the face of my greatest fears. Grow me in your wisdom and let my actions speak. Help me bravely walk forward with love. When I defensively assert certainty in the presence of the unknown, grant me the courage to live comfortably in the unanswerable questions of life. Bless me with the eternal gift of not knowing, and let it take root in me until it pushes forth shoots of understanding and branches of humility.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this Expanding Horizons podcast. These podcasts are the intellectual property of the presenter. They can be used only with the express permission and appropriate acknowledgement of the presenter and the podcast used in its entirety. This permission can be obtained by emailing unitarianessay@bigpond.com. Please feel free to leave a comment or visit us on Facebook or Twitter by searching Essay Unitarians.